hopefully there's free.
If you've had a good business. It's
all business. So usually the beer is what fuels them into business.
Well, what is it, I mean, for instance,
whenever I meet a new band, one of the first things I say to them is, you are a business, you are a partnership. You don't know it, you're not aware of it, you don't want to know it, you want to think that you're artists, but you're not. As far as the world is concerned, you are a business, and you've got to behave like one. And they never bloody listen.
So how would you, in an ideal world, how would you behave like a business? What's the smart things? You've got, like, say, five little tips.
Five?
Yeah. Well, it didn't have to be five, but how do you...
Seminars like this, obviously.
How do you make it into a business? That's what I want to know.
I'm a big fan of not necessarily doing it yourself. I think you need to keep an eye on things, but, you know, if you've got a contract, get a lawyer in. I'm sort of bad with figures, so I get an accountant in. I think you get the right person in for the right job.
Which is good advice, but you're probably jumping ahead of you. I'm thinking some of these people in this room probably look like they just started off and playing music. Probably
designate one person in the band who does settle up at the end of the night, so you know how much money you've got in the band bank account, or, you know, things like that. Really.
Okay, so somebody looks after the money, counts it, and has a band's bank account. These are things I want to know.
Tell me
the boring stuff.
Yeah, it is very unsexy, but I think having a band bank account is a good way, because then everything is in one place, and you know where everything is.
Where's a good place? Which bank? Because we're in the co-op, that's a nightmare.
I think all banks.
Political is great.
I'm not going to sell any particular bank. They're all open for business, apparently. Yeah. You can go away and shop around. You know. But I think you just get, and it gives you an air of professionalism that other people, I think, respect as well. Instead of it all being done with 50 quid at the end of the night.
So keep it tight. Don't piss the money away.
Well, you know, I think there's times too, of course. You know, I think there's always a good time to be rock and roll, but ultimately I think the skill is to make it look like you're rock and roll, and actually you've got money to pay. Because one of the things I think you've got to treat as a business for is, because if you're passionate about doing what it is that you do, then you've got to have money to pay for rehearsal, you've got to have money to pay for bass strings, you've got to have money for all the, you know, it's an expensive beast to feed and water, a band especially, so... You've got to take care of that, because otherwise you'll have no money to do what it is that you actually love doing, and you end up back at McDonald's again.
And what would you say about this, Tom? You're kind of on the inside to a certain extent, tell you, because you run labels. It's kind of a reissue label, but you know a lot of musicians. Yeah. You've got a foot in both camps, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to what you said about being rock and roll and not looking after your money. A lot of people in bands always blame somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always someone else's fault, why they're not being signed, where things went out, where they were sacked, where they were dropped. And a lot of the time in Britain, it's because it's apparently easy to do, and there's a massive network out there. So I'll say, open it is quite easy if you know how to play. But like,
in what ways is it easy? What things?
Well, no, there's a network of promoters, agents, touring companies, venues, radio stations, PRS, collection societies. It's a business.
Let's start beginning here. How do you get to these network of promoters? Just, I mean, if you're starting off and you're 17 and you're in a band for 10 rehearsals,
like,
go
away. Play in your local pub for free. And get all your mates to come and then keep progressing. Fire all your recordings and all your demos to all the radio DJs who play your type of music, and just mail them, get all the radio controller and the manager of the station, and just keep mailing them. And just keep doing what you do, go to all the venues that play, and allow young bands to go and do new band nights. And if you're any good, you'll get noticed.
You know,
it's a hotbed for it, that's why everyone wants to be in Manchester. It's a feeder.
Yeah,
it's it for the world. So it's out there. You've got to put your work in. It's got to work.
It is work. A lot of people forget this aspect.
Exactly. You've got to really, really want it. It's like you said about Norway. It's the people who are getting in the music business over there. There's 4 million people in the country, but every single band that you saw was fantastic in their own way. Because when they do it, they're very, very, very serious, and they don't stop until they perfect it. And they know exactly what they want and what they're doing. Here, we get trashed all the time. It's like, all right, got another gig in a few weeks. I know people used to do night after night for months and then 3 gigs a night, 2 gigs a night before they made it. For no money. Sleeping on the floor in the management office, going to wherever to go and do a gig. Paying for themselves. Here, it's someone else's fault all the time.
So do you think you should be more...
I'm going to go this afternoon and count the bullet. They say, see you on Saturday, we'll do it then.
So it should be more craft.
You're not going to get anywhere with a thing like that.
So you're saying people should craft more possible?
Craft. 10,000 hours of work.
That's what Spiral did, wasn't it?
Yeah, we worked really hard. Yeah, and it was just a matter of... And again, it's because we really love what we were doing. You know what you said, if you're 17, how do you go and get gigs? The thing is, really, at 17, you should be going out watching gigs. You should be really getting into the... Manchester's a fantastic place where you can go and see...